This is In the News for November 18th, 2005. I'm Scott Berguin of KSOWLP in Cottage Grove, Oregon. Our first story today is from the New Standard at newstandardnews.net, written by Brendan Coyne. Dated November 17th, job creation, quality at historic low, think tank finds. As national lawmakers consider legislation granting somewhere between $35 billion and $60 billion in tax cuts, much of it to the nation's wealthiest citizens, a progressive economic think tank yesterday released its annual Thanksgiving report asserting that the acceleration of tax cuts since 2001 has done little to create jobs while contributing to, quote, economy-choking deficits, end quote. According to the report, nothing to be thankful for, tax cuts in the deteriorating U.S. job market by United for a Fair Economy, or UFE, an organization fighting for progressive taxation as a tool to lessen material inequality here and abroad, not only have tax cuts enacted during President Bush's tenure failed to create promised jobs, they have contributed to a continuing lag in job creation when compared to normal job growth projections. Additionally, the report found many of the jobs created in recent years are low-paying, poor-quality jobs that offer less than $16 an hour and provide few, if any, benefits. Noting that the, quote, employment rate doesn't move to the beat of federal tax policy, end quote, the UFE report found that over a six-decade period, job growth rose and fell irrespective of the direction various presidential administrations took on tax rates. In fact, job growth dipped under tax decreases enacted while Ronald Reagan and Bill Clinton held office, the report noted. The report also said, quote, President Bush's Jobs and Growth Tax Relief Reconciliation Act of 2003, far from delivering on the promises made to create 5.5 million new jobs, has carved out a new low in job recovery after recession, end quote. That was a quote from the report co-author and UFE Tax Policy Group Director, Scott Klinger, in a statement accompanying the report's release. He also said, quote, the president's tax-cutting policy is a failure in this regard, and we need to recognize it as such, end quote. Especially galling, the UFE said, is the fact that minorities are disproportionately likely to toil in jobs paying below the national average, a social problem UFE found has been exacerbated by recent tax cuts. The report concluded that the earning gap between whites and blacks and Latinos has been accelerating for nearly a decade, with the latter group now earning an average of $10,052 less a year than white workers. Blacks fare a little better, taking in about $3,300 a year more than Latinos on average during the same period. Recent government reports found that job creation lagged behind expected levels for October, and that increases in hourly wages are not keeping up with inflation. In a statement last month, Bush trumpeted White House tax policies, citing a 5% unemployment rate, record home ownership, and a $1,900 increase in per capita disposable income as evidence that the tax cuts are working. Again, you will find this article at the New Standard News, newstandardnews.net. Next, we have a press release from School of America's Watch. You can get more information from them by calling Christy Pardue at 706-507-1082. Thousands rallied to demand closure of controversial U.S. Army training school this weekend. Mass convergent at Fort Benning, Georgia, November 19th through 20th to close School of the Americas. The refusal of the Bush administration to ban torture techniques, pictures of abuse at the hands of U.S. personnel and reports about secret CIA detention facilities have catapulted the notorious School of the Americas back into the public spotlight. Thousands around the country are traveling to Columbus, Georgia for a November 19th through 20 demonstration calling for the closure of the Western Hemisphere Institute for Security Cooperation, formerly known as the School of Americas. The SOA WINSIC, a combat training facility for Latin American security personnel located at Fort Benning, Georgia, made headlines in 1996 when the Pentagon released training manuals used at the school that advocated torture, extortion, and execution. Despite the shocking admission and hundreds of documented human rights abuses connected to soldiers trained at the school, no independent investigation of the training facility has ever taken place. Graduates of the SOA WINSIC, more than 60,000 over its 59-year history, continue to be implicated in human rights violations throughout Latin America. Critics argue that the school promotes military solutions to social and political problems. Carlos Mauricio, a Salvadoran torture survivor and human rights activist, said, quote, we will demonstrate both to remember the past and to demand accountability for the present. The first steps towards respect for human rights is to close this school, end quote. Organizers of the event call this November's event unique in light of an upcoming congressional vote on the school. Earlier this year, Representative Jim McGovern, Democrat of Massachusetts, introduced H.R. 1217 to suspend operations at Winsick and to investigate the development and use of the torture manuals. The bill currently has over 122 bipartisan co-sponsors. The annual vigil to close the SOA Winsick has grown from a dozen people in November of 1990 to more than 16,000 last year. This year's gathering will culminate on Sunday, November 20th, with a symbolic funeral procession to the gates of Fort Benning. Many will negotiate a barbed wire fence to enter the military base in an act of nonviolent civil disobedience. Since protests against SOA Winsick began more than a decade ago, over 180 people have served federal prison sentences. This weekend's program will feature music and speakers from Latin and North America, including torture survivors and social movement leaders from Argentina and El Salvador, labor activists from Honduras and Peru, Sister Helen Prejean, author of Dead Man Walking, a member of the Colombian peace community, San Jose de Apartado, attacked by soldiers under the command of SOA graduate earlier this year. A lineup of diverse musicians will offer folk, Latin ska, hip-hop, Andean music, and more. Again, this came from School of the Americas Watch. You can contact them at 706-507-1082. And I will note that this came off the Common Dreams Progressive Newswire. That's at www.commondreams.org. Next up, also off the Common Dreams Progressive Newswire, a news release from Media Matters for America. Media Matters troubled by lack of news coverage of Republican Senator Chuck Hagel's speech. After reporting Bush's attack on war critics, media ignored Hagel's dissenting response. This is dated November 17th. Media Matters for America is deeply troubled by the lack of news coverage of a speech critical of the Bush administration given by Senator Chuck Hagel, Republican of Nebraska, on November 15th, in response to remarks of the president days earlier that those who have accused the White House of manipulating intelligence in the run-up to the Iraq War are sending, quote, the wrong signal to our troops and to an enemy that is questioning America's will, end quote. Senator Hagel reacted by saying that the administration's attack on war critics is, quote, not democracy nor what this country has stood for, end quote, and that, quote, the Bush administration must understand that each American has a right to question our policies in Iraq and should not be demonized for disagreeing with them, end quote. Numerous media outlets, among them the New York Times, the Los Angeles Times, CBS, ABC, and NBC, prominently covered President Bush's November 11th speech. However, those same outlets ignored public criticism of Bush's remarks delivered at the Council for Foreign Relations in Washington, D.C. by Hagel, who is a potential Republican presidential candidate. David Brock, president and CEO of Media Matters for America, said, quote, it is inconceivable that news organizations entrusted with the responsibility of informing Americans omitted remarks critical of the Bush administration delivered by a prominent member of the president's party. He also said not covering Hagel's speech leaves a distorted view of the current dialogue regarding the Iraq War, end quote. Bush's November 11th comments were reported on that evening's network news broadcast. NBC Nightly News anchor Brian Williams reported that Bush said such criticism, quote, hurts the troops and helps the enemy, end quote. Bob Schieffer reported on the CBS Evening News that Bush accused war critics of, quote, undercutting American troops in Iraq, end quote. And Bob Woodruff similarly reported on ABC's World News Tonight Bush's assertion that criticism of the war is, quote, endangering U.S. troops, end quote. On November 12th, the New York Times reported that Bush, quote, sharply criticized Democrats who have accused him of misleading the nation about the threat from Iraq's weapons programs, calling their criticism deeply irresponsible in suggesting that they are undermining the war effort, end quote, while the Los Angeles Times noted that Bush, quote, said his critics were undermining U.S. troops with their claims, end quote. But none of these outlets reported Hagel's response to Bush's comments. The NBC Nightly News did note on November 15th that Hagel said the United States, quote, should begin drawing down forces in Iraq next year, end quote, but did not include his comments defending the right to question the war. By contrast, Knight Ritter said the Washington Post documented Hagel's remarks. Knight Ritter noted on November 15th that Hagel, quote, chided Bush for suggesting several times in recent days that war critics are undermining American troops and comforting the enemy, end quote. The Post reported this on November 16th. Senator Chuck Hagel, Republican of Nebraska, strongly criticized yesterday the White House's new line of attack against critics of its Iraq policy, saying that, quote, the Bush administration must understand that each American has a right to question our policies in Iraq and should not be demonized for disagreeing with them, end quote. With President Bush leading the charge, administration officials have lashed out at Democrats who have accused the administration of manipulating intelligence to justify the war in Iraq. Bush has suggested that critics are hurting the war effort, telling U.S. troops in Alaska on Monday that critics, quote, are sending mixed signals to our troops and the enemy, and that's irresponsible, end quote. Hagel, a Vietnam War veteran and a potential presidential candidate in 2008, countered in a speech to the Council of Foreign Relations that the Vietnam War, quote, was a national tragedy partly because members of Congress failed their country, remained silent, and lacked the courage to challenge the administrations in power until it was too late, end quote. He continued, quote, to question your government is not unpatriotic. To not question your government is unpatriotic. Hagel argued that 58,000 troops died in Vietnam because of silence by political leaders, and, quote, America owes its men and women in uniform a policy worthy of their sacrifices, end quote. Media Matters for America is a web-based, not-for-profit, progressive research and information center dedicated to comprehensively monitoring, analyzing, and correcting conservative misinformation in the U.S. media. Media Matters for America is the first organization to systematically monitor the media for conservative misinformation every day in real time. You can get more information from Media Matters for America by calling them at 202-756-4124. And finally, we have an action alert coming out of Umpqua Watersheds in Oregon. Umpqua Watersheds, you can get more information for them on their website at www.umpqua-watersheds.org. You spell Umpqua, U-M-P-Q-U-A. Their action alert says that Walden Baird logging bill moving fast. This bill is damaging to our forest ecosystems and cannot be defended as scientifically credible. Oregon Congressman Greg Walden and Washington Congressman Brian Baird introduced a bill called the, quote, Forest Emergency Recovery and Research Act, end quote, H.R. 4200, that sweeps aside protections for forests, fish, and wildlife in order to rush logging and road building after normal natural events that occur in national forests. The bill is moving fast. The House Agricultural Committee is scheduled to hold a hearing on the bill on December 7, 2005. That same week, the House Resources Committee could vote on the bill and send it to the House floor. The bill could go to the House floor for vote as early as the week of December 12. Congressman Tom Udall from New Mexico has introduced an alternative bill called the, quote, National Forest Rehabilitation and Recovery Act. That's H.R. 3973. The Udall Collaboration Bill is a productive and practical approach to studying the best responses to natural disturbances on forest ecosystems based on science and community collaborations. The Umpqua Watersheds is calling for people to call their representatives immediately. You can reach the House of Representatives switchboard at 202-224-3121. Again, to tell your elected officials to oppose the Walden Logging Bill, H.R. 4200, and to co-sponsor the Udall Collaboration Bill, H.R. 3973. This is all thanks to Umpqua Watersheds at www.umpqua-watersheds.org. Again, Umpqua, spelled U-M-P-Q-U-A. This has been In the News for November 18th, 2005. I'm Scott Berguin from KSOWLP in Cottage Grove. Thank you for listening. I'll talk to you next time.